he'll go grunting to the bathroom and then grunt in the bathroom for a while and then go back to bed probably.
So he's the Cuban equivalent of Big Fatty. Oh my God, they're still talking.
Now he knew.
I was so excited to see Big Fatty on the show this afternoon. I love him so much.
He's great. Big Fatty is awesome.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty will go grunting to the bathroom and then grunt in the bathroom for a while and then go. Big Fatty is awesome. Oof.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 4749. BFO for Wednesday, the 22nd of April, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today's Stay With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and an update on the garbage disposal. Big Fatty.
Poodle McNoodle.
Well, good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And, enormous good morning to you.
Hello, schedulers. Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your schedulers today, because y'all, I got a textimonium from garbage disposal installation folks saying, Big Fatty, we are available to come Wednesday hump day morning between 9 a.m. and noon. And please press 1 to confirm this. And if you need to reschedule, call this number. So y'all, I can't do 9 a.m. to noon on Wednesday because y'all the garbage disposal isn't being delivered until Wednesday afternoon. So that's not gonna work. So y'all, I got on the
cellular telephoning device.
And y'all, I had to call up, and of course, you know, the computers are running a very slow. So there were no other appointments available until after the 29th of April. Y'all couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it, a whole week. And I would need to provide 3 days an appointment would be acceptable. So y'all, I chose the 30th of April, and you know, then I'll be out of town for the horror weekend. And I chose Star Trek Day and the 6th of May. Yes, Big Fatty. And they're going to send me a textimonium and tell me which of those days they'll schedule me for. And I said, well, now, if there's a cancellation, is there a way I can get on the list for that? No! You have to wait until you have an appointment before you can ask for that. I said, okay, well, thank you for calling. So, I'm just going to have to throw away my scraps. Oh, will you be grunting when you throw away your scraps? No, I don't think so. But y'all wishing us a great party. Y'all, there's some enormous voices there. First was, y'all, that was that scary voice. Yes, Big Fatty, I was taken aback. Y'all, then that was Phoenix Dave. You know, we've learned recently he's an enormous penis. And, of course, then something that we've all known for years, y'all, that's the enormous voice from the enormous little show. So, Y'all, I hope you have an enormous, lovely hump day.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Here to see y'all today. Today, the 22th of April, we have not one, but two, I say, two anniversariums. Y'all, one, kind of a sad one. Y'all, it would be the, well, and it still is, the anniversarium of Roger and his husband, the Rambo Reed. And, you know, even though Rambo is no longer with us, they're still a couple, and they still share a life together. It's just, it's in a different way. But anyway, I'm sure it'll be melancholy for Roger, but hopefully he'll find some comfort in good memories and everything. And y'all, the second anniversary, y'all met him many times at the Good Days and at Pride 48. I'm talking about none other than Taylor the Latte Boy and Babaloo. Yes, we pretty, we love them and wish them cake.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Always gets my toes to tapping. It's true. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, did you see? Did you see the big news? Oh yes, Big Fatty, it was the breaking news. You gonna play a bumper? No, I'm not. But y'all, that Tim Apple. That Tim Apple is cooked. Well, he's not really cooked. Maybe it's Tim Cook is appled. Big Fatty. Maybe he's become a little mealy. Big Fatty, it's sad when you sit there and laugh at your own silliness. It's true. But I bet Holly laughed when I started giggling. Yes, Big Fatty, he's an easy target. But anyway, y'all, he's going to be replaced. I think it's the 1st. It's coming up at the on the 1st of
Pray, September.
Oh, Big Fatty, you love that little chestnut, don't you? I do. But y'all, that Tim Apple is being replaced by someone named John Turnus. Y'all, it sounds like it sounds like a childhood disease, doesn't it? I believe he's got Turnus. Yes, Big Fatty. He's kind of a mystery. He's been at the Apple Snack Company for decades, he's on the engineering side, and whereas that Tim Apple, he was on the financial side. But y'all, I went to learn more about him. Y'all, they keep saying he keeps his private life very guarded. There was no information as to whether he was married or had children, and you know that kind of sends up a sends up a little pink flag. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Bobo Honkers, unite. And, you know, it is Apple Snack. So y'all, we'll see how he does as the Steve Jobs the Third. Y'all, I had a very nice evening. I watched. Did I have any supper? Let me. No, I had just some cheese and crackers. There's a cheese that I get at the Vonzies. It's the smoked Gouda with bacon. Y'all, it is absolutely delicious. So I had that. Y'all had a little bit later. Y'all shouldn't be eating late. I just can't be eating late like Cricket Hat does. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh, I watched the NBC News with Tom Yamas. I was just piddling around a little bit. Y'all, it was so nice yesterday and Monday and Tuesday. Y'all, it's just gorgeous. Just gorgeous, I tell you. At 7 p.m. in the evening after Tom Yamas, y'all switched it over to the sports ball. The Atlanta Braves are in the Washington, D.C.'s playing the Nationals. And y'all, first inning, the Nationals, I think they scored two runs right away. And it's like, well, there you go. And then at 7:30, I switched over to the Jeopardy, and y'all, the guy is still winning. That was his 27th day on Monday, and yeah, he's not just winning, he's just blowouts. I mean, he is blowing it out with Ken Jennings, and he's over $750,000 now, I think. And right there at it, if not over. he's just seems like a nice, unassuming guy that just knows everything on the face of the earth. Yes, Big Fatty. although he did do a large, double Jeopardy? No. Daily Double, that's it. Yes, Big Fatty. Didn't get it. But he still beat the other two by a wide margin. Yes, Big Fatty. Then I switched back over to the sports ball. Y'all, I watched it to the end of the game. I couldn't believe it. Well, one reason is it started early. It started at 6:45 p.m. in the evening, which meant that it was over by 9:15 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, somehow the Atlanta Braves, y'all, they had one inning where they scored five runs, and then they, I think they scored a couple of more later on. And y'all beat the ass. I hope the Nationals took a lesson out of the Philadelphians' playbook. You know because y'all is just sad. It's just sad, except for the Atlanta Braves. And y'all, I will say one thing before I watch Tom Yamas. Y'all, I watched the penultimate season episode of The Matlock. Y'all, it is so good. If you're not watching The Matlock, shame on you. And you can get that over on the Paramount Plus if you're behind. But y'all, tomorrow night, Thursday night, y'all, it's going to be the 2-hour season finale, and y'all, it's good. It's getting good. Yes, Big Fatty. They've got a big storyline about people losing their minds. Well, yes, Big Fatty. So you relate very well, I do. Y'all got up on Tuesday morning, had my coffee, read my e-paper, did my puzzles, and then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, and then I was off to senior size class, did that, came back home. Y'all, The Price is Right was on. Had a little something. I don't remember what it was, but I had it. And y'all, then I started working on the little show because, you know, Hortensia. Hortensia was scheduled to be here on Tuesday. And y'all, she was actually a few minutes early. Usually she's just right on the dot. So anyway, she has just finished up. Y'all, while she was cleaning, y'all, I went to the Lowell's because I was looking. I'm looking for one of those pull across door screens that, you know, it doesn't have, it's not a screen door. It's just a screen that pulls across your door area so that I can open the back door. Even though I've got a screen porch, you know, every once in a while there's a critter, not a critter, a bug that gets through there. And I just like to have that. So I'm going to keep my eye on when they go on sale at the Lowell's. Then y'all came back home here and y'all, they didn't have the one I was looking for. But I got the lady helped me and, I've got the product number, the model number, so that I can keep a lookout for it. But, anyway, what did I do? I don't know what I did. Oh, Hortensia has just left, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy. Dick, I see y'all got a couple of gas reports. Y'all, these are about a week old, so who knows what it is. Y'all, Dr. Stone, you know Dr. Stone. He's the number three fan of the BFO for 20 and 26. And y'all, he was last we heard from him, he was getting ready to poop in a box. But anyway, he says he was out and that the gasoline out in Lemon Grove, California, $5.80 a gallon, $5.80. Y'all, can you imagine? And then Moose P, he says that his gas had dropped a little bit, just like it had here at the Sam's Club. Y'all, his was down to $3.61 for regular, and I'm assuming Dr. Stone's was regular, not Ethel or High Test. So anyway, y'all call in and or send an e-letter or a picture or whatever. Tell me how much gas you have. Oh dear, I guess you're big fan. You don't want them to tell you how much gas they have. You want them to tell you how much it costs for the gas. Yes, that's what I want. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all gotta go to the vampire today. And my friend over at Shady Pines, she canceled on me last week, and I canceled on her the week before. But y'all, I'm getting ready to hop in the chair and head to the Page's Oakley Grill to have supper with her. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the morning. And Taylor, anything you want to tell about Big Fatty?
Big Fatty will go grunting to the bathroom and then grunt in the bathroom for a while and then go. Big Fatty is awesome.
Oof. 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 Indeed, Big Fatty. You're vulgar.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.